Born in LA, 1954. Child of the concrete, where he grew so strong. He was there till the age of 11. His family had moved on into Pomona, man. The land, it had grown. He met some people like to hang around all night long. Soul music on the vinyl, music just played on. Johnny D, show got to go on. Johnny D, they put it, man, music and more. Johnny D, come on, man, you know what I'm talking about. Johnny D, Johnny D wants to talk to you. Pick up the phone, give him a shout. Donnie D will answer your questions all about. Words of wisdom grown in the council of the many. Hand of God speaking, reaching out to touch. Got to have this number. You got to call in. Open your ears to the music, it's still playing all night long. Johnny D wants to let you in. Come on, give him a call. Yeah, become his friend, Johnny D. Johnny D.
Out there, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's show, Donnie D Soul Sunday's. Tonight's show is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ Part 1, both books written by me, Franklin Donnie D. Pick up a copies and help support our shows. Tonight my guest will be Shirley Strickman, an author, and she will be with us tonight. Okay, now, She'll be here at 6:30. The family at 7. At 7:30, name that tune. Slap, slap. That's right. Now, today has been an interesting day. I went and visited my niece in Bellflower. Then I went by Cheryl Cooley of Climax over to her house. She signed my guitar, gave me a bunch of bumper stickers. We took pictures, and, you know, it was a good time. And she doesn't live not too far from where my father used to live in the Wilshire District. But it was a good time, and I'm so glad that she, you know, remembered to sign my guitar. Yes, indeed. I see some 909, some 323, some 626, and some 562. Our new phone number here is 515-602-9603, 515-602-9603. If anybody needs wants a Climax bumper sticker, inbox me, and I'll see some kind of way to get it to you. right past the sounds of the fantastic Blackbirds doing it in the park, Rock Creek Park, out there in D.C. Woo, Chocolate City. How's everybody out there doing? Speaking of Chocolate City, that used to be an old club in Pomona back in the days I used to be a DJ at. It kind of gave me my first big break instead of doing DJing at house parties and teen posts, weddings. But the club gave me some notoriety. We used to have commercials on Cute 102. If anybody remembers Cute 102. And they actually said, the baddest DJ from Detroit, Donnie D. Which was a lie. I ain't never seen Detroit. One night, there was a dude at the club and asked me, what part of Detroit was I from? I just said, the West Side. But you know what? After that, I was never the same. Never. Fantastic Young Hearts used to be one of my favorite groups back in my high school days and a little after high school. And thanks to Silk Black, I got a chance to work with them. Thank you, Silk. And let's get into a Donnie D double play.
Thank you.
We back doing live entertainment. Back like we did before COVID. That's right. Donnie D is back. That's right. And it was just on this weekend, my latest show with Eddie Rose. I turned on the TV and I was wondering, did it go through? Did I get it to the station in time? Did I get my airplay thing time? It's a lot of work doing these, you know. It's from once you tape the show, that's the easy part if you got a full crew. But the after work, that's what I'm still learning. But I got most of it down. I think I got it all down. I don't have editing down, but peekaboo. And I see you, Jimmy Mac. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy Mac. You know it's Sunday. Donnie D. Soul Sundays with the sounds of the moment. And Sunday. ...6:30. Shirley Strickland. Arthur. Family after that. And slap, slap. Name that dude. I love her so. sounds of those sexy moments. Let me just holler at Jimmy Mac for a minute. Jimmy Mac.
Yeah, what's happening?
All right, what's happening? I just sent you a picture. I went to Cheryl Cooley's house today from Climax. She's the leader of the group Climax.
I remember Climax.
Yeah, she signed my guitar. We took pictures. Got a bunch of bumper stickers and for Climax. But it was cool. It was cool.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
But I got a song. Tell me what this is. Because I know you know it.
Okay. That's the Silvers. That's who you play. They're the Silvers.
And you know that let's get down with the sounds of the Silvers. Wish I could talk to you,
okay.
Baby. Let's go this way.
Yeah.
I could talk to you, but I need you to love me. I love me not. A Donnie D double play.
I want to love.
interview I saw with him, they said that their father taught them six-part harmony. And they're from Louisiana, moved out to Los Angeles, moved to the projects. I think it was the Nickerson Gardens. And, you know, one of the sisters had some issues. She evidently got raped. And there were just a lot of problems in the Nickerson Gardens. You can imagine that. You know, it's a good-looking family. They had talent. The record company said, hey, we got to move them out of here. And they moved them in the Adams area. And, you know, things went good. Where they messed up, they had a manager. He was getting 50%. He took 50, and the other eight of them or nine of them had to split 50%. Then he told them to get rid of your older brother, Leon, who put the whole thing together. And they voted to kick their big brother out, who put them on the map. But the thing about it was, once that happened, they went downhill. And Leon went straight to the top of Solar Records as being one of their best producers. Now, let's get to another group that I worked with at Chocolate City in Pomona before they got famous. Their name's A Taste of Honey. And it's not Boogie Oogie. You're in good hands now. Check out Janet and Hazel. Something at the garage party. I remember those.
I love you, Hazel.
Happiness to you, to be a
Black Shock Jock, the Master Blaster, Ooh Papa Dow, Mama, Here Comes That Man, I'll Erase the Pain, the Whatnots. Get back to that song in just a moment. And I'm going to go to my guest right now. And let's see if this is Shirley Strickland.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Donnie.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Great. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. We got you just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me fantastic lady, fantastic author, and her name is Shirley Strickland, and let me get this up right here, and we're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
But first of all, before we start the questions, I have a couple of things I wanted to ask you. Well, first of all, your book, The Awakening of La Muse?
Did I say the Awakening of La Muse. The Awakening of La Muse, yes.
Okay, well, before we start to talk about the book, let's talk about you. Tell us how you got started in wanting to write your books, and what else do you do, and tell a little bit about you.
Well, I tell you, I never thought I would actually ever be an author, but I moved to Europe when I was 19 years old, and I lived in England, and I lived in Germany, and those sorts of places. But at that time, I was a reader, I mean, a serious reader of 19th century European literature, and I found myself living in countries where all of those stories were still active, because, you know, the Europeans and the English, they really hold on to their history.
Yes.
So when I came back to America, I had all of these ideas, but one of the things that struck me is the fact that in all of the wonderful literature that came from those countries, people of color were really never represented. And you know, we were there.
Yeah.
And
indeed.
And you know that we you know, find out a couple of famous authors of African descent or Caribbean descent, like Alexander Dumas and so on. I can go on. But when I read Sally Hemings by Barbara Chase Rebo, I started to ask the question, what if?
Uh-huh.
And I always thought when Sally Hemings, I don't know if you know the story, but Sally Hemings was, you know, was a slave to Thomas Jefferson. But when she was in Paris, she went to Paris with the family, you know, as a servant.
Right.
And I always thought, what if she had escaped?
Mm.
And then I would ask myself, if she had escaped, how would she survive?
Right.
And these are the questions that, when I started telling my story and I brought my character to life, it's all about survival skills and your own personal intuition, which is that guiding voice that leads you. So that's how I got started. I came back to America, and of course, I'm a writer, I'm a fundraiser, I'm, you know, right now I'm actually tutoring third graders, which is our future.
Amen.
Third graders, which is our future, and especially the ones that have been left behind, per se, because of the pandemic and that whole year, 2 year loss of schooling and interacting. So
that's
where I am.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you said that. I taught school for 32 years. I'm retired now, and I taught special education.
And oh, my.
Yes, yes. And those, a lot of those kids were, a lot of them were not really had learning disabilities. A lot of them just had discipline issues, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what it, and then, you know, you, the parents go to the IEP and the psychologist says, well, I think he needs special education, especially for the black boys.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, they're in special ed, and, you know, there they are, you know. But, okay, skipping that, how many books have you written?
Well, this was my debut. I have finished a second manuscript, which hasn't been released, and it actually takes place in Ethiopia, and that's a whole other story.
Okay.
Because when I... And now I've written the first. I'd like to see the awakening of a muse into a TV series. So I've written the first episode of. I've adapted the first episode for a teleplay. So hopefully I can start attracting attention. That's going to help me get that on the small screen. But I am writing a sequel to that. So writing is. It's taken all my time, but it's a pleasure.
I know. I've got two published books where they're self-published, but I've written two, and I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done. I've got two. I got a local TV show. I've got these podcasts and other stuff.
Yeah,
and,
you're busy.
Yeah, I'm a busy retiree. But, okay, well, tell us about this book a little bit without giving it away. Because we still want you all to go out and buy a copy. And she'll tell you where to get the copies at later.
I do. Well, one thing I would want to share with you right now is I'd love for your readers to, if they have questions or concerns or just curious, they can always email me at thepenpanther@gmail.com, or they could check out my website and get a lot of information there, and where to buy the book at thepenpanther.com. And
okay.
The Pen Panther, pen is like in a fountain pen, so it's P-E-N, the Pen Panther.
Right. Oh, Panther. I'm not going to go no further, but that reminds me of my high school days and early college days. Are you in L.A.?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, yeah. Our show is out of Pasadena.
Are you?
I'm out of
Pasadena.
Oh,
you're
Pasadena.
In Pasadena.
Right,
yeah,
next
to you. Yeah, I'm in L.A. Yeah. So we're neighbors.
Right, we neighbors. Okay.
But I tell you about this book. What I was exploring is the fact that once I created this character, her name is Muse, she's 16 years old, and I thought the book would go, you know, a certain way. But when I created her, I had the nerve to step back and let her tell the story of how she is going to survive these many obstacles. And once I did that, I let her tell me, I went on a journey that I never expected to go. Survival skills are about one's intuition. And that inner voice within you, that is your guide. And people who survive, I'm sure you've read many, many stories and history accounts of slaves who survived under absolutely crazy situations. I always love the woman who mailed herself to New York. I just think, oh, my God. You remember her, I'm sure. Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to, my phone rang. I had to grab it and do something with my phone for a minute. But I'm back with you. Sorry about that.
Okay, no, I thought I lost you. Yeah.
No.
But I would love for readers to really take a look at the book, because I am writing the sequel. And those who haven't read it, you know, I would love them to take a peek and see what they think. Historical fiction is very it's an acquired taste. It's not for everyone, you know.
Right, right.
You know, well, like for instance.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that, you know, I understand that genres are very, very selective in their readers. You know, like I can't read science fiction. So, you know,
okay.
I can't. So all genres have their elite readers and people who gravitate to the genre, whatever the genre is, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Well, before we do that, I got a caller here that would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, sure.
Let's see here. Caller, your name and where you're calling from.
Camille, I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hello, Camille. How
are
you doing?
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Camille.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. I want to ask, before, when you were young.
Yes.
What did you think you were going to be?
Good question. Not what I am, but what I knew is I had a rebel-like personality. I wanted to roam. I left home at 19 years old, and I moved to England. And I've always had that type of a spirit. I didn't know I wanted to write, you know, until I had something to write about, which is stories that you can only, for me, you know, I have to have experience of the world to be able to create anything or to be inspired by anything. And so when I was really young, I probably had all of the young ideas that young girls have, maybe, I don't know. But I know I wanted to roam, and that was something that wasn't really in my culture. So
right.
I was kind of like, for lack of a better phrase, really the black sheep.
I know how that is.
So
do
I.
Oh, do you?
So do I.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, comrades then. Thanks.
Yes.
Is the sequel going to Orchids of Africa?
No, that's not the sequel. That's a completely different novel. It's completed, but it's not published. And I tell you this, it takes place in Ethiopia, which I've never been to. But when I lived in Germany, my neighbor was Ethiopian, and she was a refugee.
Okay.
And she told me stories.
Okay.
Now, it's not about her, but it's something that ignites your imagination. That's what traveling around and meeting different people, that's what it does. And I don't know if I don't want to go on, but may I just say how we met? It's the funniest thing.
Go ahead.
Living in Munich. One day I get on the bus. Now, I'm an American. I'm a black American. I get on a bus in Germany. I sit in the front. Now, you know why that is, right?
Of course.
I
always sit in the front of the bus. It was just, I do. She, the only other black person I ever saw other than, you know, soldiers and so on, was this black woman, and she always sat in the back of the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was dressed in a sari. But we were the only two blacks every morning going to work. We were the only two blacks on the bus. And one day we were both late for work, and we ended up running for the bus, and we met in the middle of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we met.
Interesting.
And it was like I don't know. And we became friends, and I helped her out on some things because, you know, she was Ethiopian, having some racial issues with certain apartment buildings and all that sort of thing. So that's how we became friends, and that's how she just told me about how she had to leave her home in Ethiopia. But the thing is, she told me stories that I never heard, because in America, we only saw, at that time, we only saw Ethiopia as, you know, starving, drought.
Starving children,
you
know, right.
Yeah, all
right,
that. That's
right.
The only thing we ever knew. She's
right.
From a very wealthy family.
Oh, okay.
And she had a life that you going, really? How many servants did you have? You know, that sort of thing. Wow.
Well, you know, the nightly news will tell you one story. People trying to collect money for a cause, we'll do all of that. Okay, we're going to switch reels right now. Our time's getting a little short. Tell us how we can contact you, and where can we get the book?
Okay, you can get the book on Amazon, of course. The title is The Awakening of Lemuse. I write under the name of S.R. Strickland as opposed to Shirley Strickland.
It's
but
hard.
It's easier to get on my website, learn a little bit about me, and that's thepenpanther.com. Or you can contact me there, or you can just contact me direct at thepenpanther@gmail.com.
Okay, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't get that, give me Franklin Donnie D, and I guarantee I'll get you her information.
Thank you so much for having me. And I want to give a shout out, if I may, to Andre Pittman.
Oh, definitely,
Enthrone Andre. Yeah, Enthrone Records. He's been a really source of inspiration for me.
Yes, indeed. He's a good guy. He's brought a lot of guests to my show, and we really appreciate Andre. So... okay, well, we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
I hope so, and thanks for having me.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Strickland, Shirley Strickland. Yes, and what's the name of your book
you,
again?
Thank you, Johnny.
What's the name of your book again? The name of your book,
The Awakening. The Awakening of Lemuse.
You got it, baby.
Okay.
It's been fun. We got to run.
Okay, happy Sunday. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you. you know, they were on the same record label. I think it was Stag. That was owned by Sylvia Robinson. That's right. And they were along with the Moments, and they have an album together, but they kind of on the same groove, you know. Wouldn't you say that, Jimmy? Or Silk, wouldn't you say they're on the same groove? Okay, who do I have at 562-484-4820?
Oh, that's me, man. I had to do it for a second. Now, what were you, I heard the song.
Don't them in the Moments sound alike, sort of? No?
Yeah. they sound good, man. I think at one point, aren't they with Stang?
Yeah, they were. Both of them were with Stang with Sylvia Robinson. They've even got albums together.
Right. I think that coming from the same production,
same factory, the same factory,
yeah.
Right.
Right, and of course, you got the writers, some of the same writers and producers and whatever.
Right.
And sometimes they develop a particular sound.
Right.
Like the sound of Philadelphia. You know Tom Bell.
Yeah.
When you hear the Spinners and the Stylistics and the Blue Magic and certain ones like that, you know.
Yeah, you can tell producers, like you can tell. What's that guy from Motown? Had Rolls Royce and did all the psychedelic music.
No, Norman Whitfield. I used to be on
Norman Whitfield. Norman Whitfield.
Yeah, I was on his label.
Right. Oh, you were?
With a group called Masterpiece.
Have I heard a group called Masterpiece?
We were like the Temptations. But,
Damn.
You know, there were younger guys. A couple of guys were younger than me. I had recently got out of the Navy and got approached by him. It was cool.
Okay, well,
Royce and different ones like that.
Yeah, well, I know you was only trying to wet your feet, probably wet something else. Let's go this way.
Girl, how was I to know when I first met you? All the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane and falling into your love. I can't. I felt there'd be a change.
Five kids later, I only met to wet my feet. I shouldn't have been drinking that Thunderbird last night. You know, Bucktooth Becky, she Bucktooth Becky, she jumped in the back seat of my car, and I just tried to wet my feet. And you
it
know
wasn't
what
meant
I'm
to
talking
be.
About, Silk. You know.
Yeah, I was trying to wet her seat. I mean, my feet. And
So you the dude that was with my Bucktooth Becky. That was you.
I don't want to remember that.
Bucktooth Becky, boys, don't let her do. Boy, she'll bite. I mean,
I understand that. I say I don't want to remember.
She'll leave some pain on you, boy. Anyway, it's a family show here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start off with you. What you have for dinner?
Man, I had shrimp and fish
oh.
and potatoes. And
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Seafood.
Which I will.
Okay, anything to drink?
Yeah, I had some tea, man. You know, I'm a tea drinker. I'm a teetotaler.
What, Long Island?
Indonesian.
Indonesian, yeah, okay. I got you. Any dessert? Any payday?
You know, I had, this is my weekend. You know, I had some cheese Danish. But I didn't like it. I don't think I'll have any more of that. Right now, I'm having the famous jelly beans.
No, he didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did he say jelly beans?
Jelly beans.
Oh, Lord.
I thought I had
mercy.
To get up for a second.
Oh, man, all that sugar. My A1C's flying off the... Anyway, okay, let's go down here to the researcher. What you have for dinner?
I had baked pork chops.
Baked
wild rice.
Chops. Wild rice.
Asparagus with Parmesan.
Asparagus, yeah. Spared an ass with Parmesan. Or shared an ass with Parmesan. But what you say, asparagus?
Asparagus.
Okay.
Parmesan asparagus.
Okay.
And I had a cucumber, tomato, and red onion salad.
Okay. You know, I seen a guy walking around eating a cucumber, and I laughed at him. And then I saw all the vitamins and stuff that's in cucumbers.
Yes.
Yes, you know, I'm laughing at the guys going to do it, eating the cucumber. After, by the time they pickle them, there probably ain't nothing left. But if you eat those straight cucumber, yeah. What you had a drink?
I had cranberry juice.
Oh, cranberry juice.
Very healthy meal.
Okay. And then you had some whack whack. No, anyway. Okay, let's
no.
move to the. Now I'm done. No, you didn't. I know you didn't. I'm just joking. I'm probably still tripping off of whack whack to these 30, 40 years later. But anyway, let's go to the 909. 676. Your name and where you're calling from.
It got to be me, Jimmy Mac. 676.
Jimmy Mac, what
mm-hmm.
you have for dinner?
I had some fried chicken and gravy.
Okay. And anything to drink with that?
Yeah, a cooler. I'm drinking my cooler now.
What kind of cooler? Bartles and James?
No, vodka and juice.
Oh, good googly moogly. That ain't no cooler, brother. California cooler.
Well, that's why I'm grooving a show like this.
Okay? I know you is, man. I'm over here grooving too. Oh, man. Okay. Let's go to the 840. Is that you too?
That's Z on the phone.
Okay, let me get Z on the phone. What up, Z?
Talk, can't hear you. She's afraid to talk.
Oh, I wanted to spit some poetry real quick.
He wants you to spit some poetry.
Next week, okay. Okay, who is 909-991? Cousin Pam?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing? Yes.
I'm okay. Don't ask me about dinner. I'm trying to find something in my little naked kitchen to eat.
Okay. Well, it's glad that you joined us tonight, and I hope you all are ready for playing that tune. I'm going to send you a picture. I was, I'm so just still tripping off of it. I was over Cheryl Cooley's house in of Climax. She signed one of my guitars, gave me a bunch of bumper stickers, and we sat around and talked for a while. And I haven't seen her since, well, I saw her after the pandemic. She came on the show. But, you know, things have slowed down for all entertainers during the pandemic, you know, especially with Vegas being closed down and really shut down. But right now, man, every time I look around, they're doing the show. Climax is still in the house.
Right on.
In the
Franklin.
Yes.
What you have for dinner?
I thought you'd never ask. Well. I missed out on St. Patrick's Day. My ex-wife, Nadine, does always make corned beef, red potatoes, and cabbage. So that's what I cooked tonight. Then I went to store and bought red beans, and I thought I picked up a cabbage, but I picked up a head of lettuce. So I had the corned beef and red potatoes, but no cabbage tonight. Hold on, I got somebody else here. Call your name, where you call him? Hey, man, dear Willie, man, what's going on with you, man? Oh, not much, man. Hey, who that lady, Pam? That's my cousin, bro.
Yeah.
That's my Hey, baby, what's going on? You know, I don't go with the freckle-faced girl no more. I dropped her. What's going on with you? She's a little upset. She's a little upset, but, you know, that's the way
not
it
even,
is.
Not even.
Wait a minute. You upset with me because I called it quit?
No. We were never together.
Well,
stop
I'm going
lying.
I'm going to get together with Pam. Is that okay?
Hey, more power to you.
I have a feeling that too far away from Pam.
Wait a minute. No. Listen, I just moved out to Riverside.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm out there in
Riverside.
I'm in Riverside.
I live in San Francisco.
Well, then, that's where I was living last week. I'm in Oakland right now. I just got to go across the Bay Bridge, and there we is, baby. We meet tomorrow morning. Can we meet at Fisherman's Wharf?
You know you can't be with me talking like that.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Okay, Willie Earl, yeah. It's time to go. Wait, I got one more call.
Yeah, speak English to me, Willie Earl.
Wait a minute. Where's Jimmy Mac?
I'm right here.
Hey, honey, it was just so exciting last night.
Okay, you was with the other Jimmy Mac. You weren't with me.
No, you told me if I said it on the radio, you're the one slick getting mad at you. But I got to take slick. Are you there?
Papa don't take no message, Jimmy Mac. Jimmy Mac.
If I know something.
You looking out for the big payback.
Okay.
I don't know karate, but I know charisma.
Okay. But listen to this. I really like her. What? I really like you. But don't think about it. I need some help on my bills. If we're going to be tight and stuff, I need some help.
Wait a minute. You asking me for some money?
Yes. I need some help on my bills.
I got something that I know you're going to like. But from now on.
It can't be no flesh.
When I see you, you know what? This is what you're going to do. I ain't paying you nothing. Go and do your thing. I don't care.
Hammer!
Okay, y'all.
sounds of the fantastic man himself. That's him right there, Charles Wright, Watch on the Thirsty Rhythm Band. And when they say publishing, you doing your music? Got on your publishing. Got on it. I asked him. I had to go. He was on my TV show. He left some music at the studio. He called me. I said, hey, man, can you bring it to my house? I said, sure. He said, but don't be trying to copy any of it. Oh, man, I ain't trying to copy your music, man. So, anyway, I took it to his house. It was really nice. Two-story modern place. I think it was near Hancock Park, somewhere over in that area. But anyway, I said, you know, man, I ain't trying to get personal or nothing like that, but most of the artists from your, you know, the time, late 60s and 70s, the two guys were making music, and a lot of people, most of them guys are broke, except for, I can think of Ray Parker Jr., and he said, man, I'm going to tell you, I got one song that God gave me, and it pays all my bills. He said, that was it right there. You know, and, you know, it's a trip because he said they use it for TV, commercials, and a lot of other stuff. But, yeah, somebody back there crackling and popping and what you cooking, popcorn? Who that? That's Silk opening up some candy, a box of seeds probably.
That's them jelly beans.
That's them jelly beans, right. Right, right. Well, you know what? If you leave the jelly beans around me too long, you're going to be singing this song right here.
Winding
missing.
Seemed to mark
my jelly beans are gone.
The love I had.
That damn Donnie D.
Now gone.
Got my jelly
beans. Will you return?
Something missing.
I know you.
I can't think of what it is. My jelly beans.
Until then. Since you've been gone. Something's missing. Where? Something's missing from my life. There had been times when we were real close lovers. Sometimes as close, Lord knows, as sisters and brothers. But now you left me, and oh, it hurts me so. I feel misused, abused, confused, and no place to go. Since you've been gone, everything turns out wrong. So I just want to be the first to say I really feel it. Now they planning and scheming, that's me. Wishing and hoping that we could get back together someday soon. Someday soon, baby. You got me just about to cry. Lord knows the reason why. I mean, he and I both know the way I feel about you, baby. Since you've been gone, everything turns out wrong. I just don't think I can make it through this little situation of mine. Can't you see just how much you mean to me? I'd give anything to be in your arms once more. Ooh, since you've can make it. Make it. For you the way I say I do. Hey, hey, I need you, baby.
Just think about all the great artists and musicians and, you know, professionals that we have, that you would only think that we were gangsters and Bloods and Crips and all of that crazy stuff. But just as I look at all the people that's in my music, all of them have great music. And I'm going to do a couple of more songs, and we're going to get into Name That Tune. I'll see you there, Mo Jones. I'm going to come to you in just a minute.
I'm in love. And I'm hooked on this feeling, 'cause I'm hooked on you. You got me, Timo Jones, I'm hooked on him, I'm in love.
I'm in love with you.
Now I can play.
I'm in love with a chocolate cake, but I can't eat it. Jeez, I'm in love with a lot of good food. Anyway, let's go all the way up to Northern California. And wait a minute, Donnie D, and when Mojo come on, tell little Momo need some more new shoes. Wait a minute, let me see. He might be Mo Jones. How you doing?
What's happening? If Granny needs some shoes for little whoever she calls, she better ask Jesus, as he walked everywhere she went to.
Wait a minute. I got tickets to the Hammer Tour for 1 year, every city in the world. Now, can I meet you backstage?
Absolutely. Hell no. No.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Granny, leave me alone. I got to do what I got to do. Hey,
okay, I'm good. Bye.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, he fell out.
No, I didn't.
As
no,
Mo
I didn't.
Jones, the comedian.
Hey, Mo.
What's happening, y'all? I'm out here rehearsing. I'm tired, but I'm good. How y'all
hey,
doing?
Man,
I miss you.
I seen the pictures of the you wearing the Hammer Tour jackets. I seen a picture of you with Hammer and some other people. It's going down, huh?
Always going down. It's just Hammer and I right now rehearsing. A couple of dancers came in to do their parts, and we get it all together. There's more information to come because I heard the first show is in Southern California. So guess what? Ow! I can perform for Donnie D.
Yes, indeed. Hey, man, you should have told Hammer to come and say hello to us. You know, your little Hammer time.
You know
but
what?
I know he's a busy man.
Yes, he is. He got 15,000 things going at one time.
Yeah, I know. But we'll get to talk to him sooner or later. What you have for dinner?
I haven't had nothing for dinner. I'm rehearsing. I had some Gatorade.
Okay. A cup of noodles. Pam.
Yes, dear.
I'm going to send Mo Jones over. He hungry. He said he'll buy everything.
Okay, Mo Jones, where are you?
I'm in Tracy, California.
isn't that north of Southern California?
No, that's Northern California.
That's what. Wait a minute, are you in the jail over there? Are you in jail in Tracy?
Tracy don't have a jail.
Yes, they do. They got a prison. They got a prison. God.
San Ramon, Walnut Creek. It ain't where I am.
Okay, I know. I'm just messing with you. But no, I used to know some dudes, man. And I'm doing time up in Tracy. I'm like, damn. But anyway,
wow,
okay.
Really? You know, I have to wait.
Yeah.
I have to wait 5 to 25 to get my dinner.
But, you ain't got to wait that long. I got dinner for you. It don't matter. I got my EBT card and everything.
Man, get out of here. You got a black card. Don't give us that EBT stuff.
Yeah, EBT card with gold.
Okay,
trimming.
Well, listen, folks. It's time to play the game. And you don't have Dawood with you tonight, Silk.
Uh-oh.
That means that but we still got Mo Jones. We got Jimmy Mack. We got Cousin Pam. Camille don't play, and of course we got Silk. So let's start with this song right here.
Walk up to the sun, walk right up to the sun.
Walk right up to the sun.
Okay. All right. Okay, who's this right here?
On this thing called Love, Denise LaSalle.
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah.
since your man ain't here, and he knows this song. Here we go. Okay, that's enough. Anybody know it?
Cricket?
Nope.
Dexter Winsell. Dexter Winsell. Life on Mars. Anybody know Dexter? Oh, Dexter.
Nope.
That was a pretty hip jam back in the day. Back in the day, Dexter Winsell. Who this right here?
Brooke Benton.
Who? What?
I said Brooke Benton.
She made a song with him, too. They made a song together. Okay, I won that with Camille, but I'm going to play some of the songs. You know it. What you say?
So many ways.
Yes, I do.
This bitter earth.
Oh, my God. That was one of my mother's favorites. Okay, anybody want to tell me now?
Ohio Players.
James Brown.
Dinah Washington. Dinah Washington, sure. Oh, I didn't know we were still on the same song.
Yeah, that was bad. Okay, who this?
What's your name?
What's the name of? Oh, my God. God. I thought it was Mel and Tim. No, but I know that's not them.
Not Mel and Tim. That was Backfield in Motion.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Camille, that one's mine, too. That was Don and Juan.
What's your name? I have seen you before. What's your name? May I walk you to your door? It's so hard to find a personality with your like yours.
Baby, you know, sometimes you need to
be my girl. Be
okay.
My girl. Dramatic.
Dramatics.
Oh, oh, oh. I panic. Dramatics.
Okay. Let's go with this one.
Champagne King,
Shane.
Champagne King.
Everybody got that
one.
Serpentine 5.
Come on now.
Serpentine 5. Who this? Jimmy, we used to listen to this. To listen to this out in the car, in the Camaro, loaded as hell. Anybody?
Like somebody was doing some roofies or some mescaline.
They probably were back then. Okay, Camille, that's mine. That's a song called Energy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. How about this one?
Oh, my God. I know this. Oh, Jesus.
Come on, fellas.
Ding. Oh shit! Is that Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yep, that was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. I can't think of the name of the song, but I know it's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay, Camille, that one's mine too. I'll play some of
that. No, we skipped that one.
No.
Mother's
Pretty good. That was a badass album.
You hear what I'm saying? And that's the baddest song, man. Gratitude, my God.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's just get a little bit of that just for a minute.
Please.
I saw him do it live in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Why thank you? Yeah.
Straight out of Slide.
Oh, yeah.
The Ebony's. Just because of you.
Just because of you. The Ebony's. Nah, I'm afraid. Not, I believe, well, but you might be right. Let me take the, hold it right there, Camille. Don't let it go nowhere. What's your name? What you say the name of the song was?
Just because of you. Just because of you.
You're the reason why. Give it to me, Camille. Yes, yes.
Okay. Wait, you can't have the whole
You missed up. You missed out.
Women. You know what? That's the whole title starts with Just Because of You.
Okay. Who is this?
Heaven in Your Arms.
Nope.
Martha Reason Vandella.
Nope. Anybody else?
Heaven
there? Come
in
on.
Your Arm, The Marvelettes.
Nope.
Heaven in Your Arms, the Elgin.
It's the Elgins, but Time's Up. That's not the name of the song.
No,
but,
man, you can't Time's Up.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
Heaven in Your Arms.
No.
You keep...
Heaven Must Have Sent You.
Heaven Must Have Sent You, just like I said.
No.
Champagne King.
Nope.
The Emotions.
Album of Champagne King. Yeah, Bree.
The Emotions.
What's the name of the song? Camille, give it to me.
Wait a minute, man.
Your love.
When I do that, I'm trying to bring up the
Yeah. Okay. Come on,
Your love is so doggone good.
By who?
That chick.
What chick?
That chick got it,
dang it. I thought I'd get you.
Wait a minute. You talking about me?
Hell no.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Ain't nobody talking to you, Mo Jones. Senior, Momo Senior.
No, you was all on my jock, acting like you missed me because you ain't heard from me. Then you say, well, I got your baby again with the old wrinkled stockings you got. Now you tell me ain't nobody talking to you.
Think they was wrinkled when you took them off with your teeth assist. Remember?
I ain't got no teeth right now. No, I don't. I ain't got no teeth like I ain't got no hair. You lied.
Remember? You was down on your knees, remember? They said, please, please, please.
Okay, get out of here. Come on up, Cousin Pam.
Inappropriate.
Who
else? I said inappropriate.
I'm going to play some more. You a jazz, and Camille, you a jazz. Somebody come with this.
I don't play.
Yeah, you do, Don D.
I'm the scorekeeper.
Nope.
Oh, it's a trumpet player.
Plays the trumpet, right. Ding, 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 ding.
Dreadlocks?
Give it to...
Dreadlocks?
Say what? Give... Who?
He had dreadlocks when he Corey died.
No. I saw this guy at the Baked Potato one time in Pasadena. His name is Freddie Hubbard. It's red clay.
Oh, Freddie Hubbard.
Freddie Hubbard. Y'all know Freddie. I tell tomorrow morning to come up with $500 million. Man, it's taking too long to get to her voice. That was Fantasia. Who this? Who this?
You got the makings of a lover.
By who?
The Radiance.
Give me another one. You kind of miss your boy tonight, don't you?
God, what's his name?
The clock is ticking. It's the festivals.
The festivals.
You got the making of a look. Come here, what's the score?
Festivals.
It is 11 to 8.
I got 11 this
you
time.
You have 11.
Real.
Yes.
I do,
okay,
right?
We got to work on him.
I'm going to go back to the festivals for a minute.
You got the making.
I one less bell to answer fifth dimension.
I beat him. You know, that's my song.
Okay, who this?
Come back, the five sister.
All right. Jimmy, you still here? Did I lose Jimmy? His number's still up here. Let's see. Who's this?
Five Stair Steps.
Name of the song.
Just Come Back.
That's not the name of the song.
Wait a minute. You waited too long.
Nope. World of Fantasy. Give me another point there, Camille.
Oh,
that's
God.
12. That's yeah.
That's 12.
Okay.
You, fourth and D's.
I'm gonna give it to you. It's fourth and D's. Let him have it. Let him have it.
All right.
Wow. Let him have it. Okay.
By the time somebody did me right.
Yeah. Who this? Who this?
Kind of a nice day.
Mm-mm.
Anybody
cricket,
else?
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Okay, give me that one, Camille, and then I'm gonna play some more. You go get it.
Have a nice day.
Friends of Distinction and Jammin' Jay Rich on 105 used to play that. You know, sometimes he'd jump off the script with just jazz. He played Mr. Lucky, the OJs. He played some Jethro Tull. He played some crazy stuff back in the day. Jammin' Jay Rich, like side.
You might win after 20 years of playing this.
I'm winning tonight.
I said after the 20, yeah, I'm saying after the 20 years you've been playing, you might go on and win one.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. You know, I got Daoud tied up in his garage with a. I got him tied up with a gag in his mouth.
We're a team. You got him blocked in and locked in.
Well, okay, here we go. Mo Jones, you might know this one. You might.
Funkadelic.
Was it Cosmic Slop? Okay, Mo Jones, are you there?
Yes, I am. He hit it before I got it, but it's okay.
Okay, maybe I know.
I'm
all you
muted,
know.
So I'm saying I'm muted now.
Yeah, they call me the kid.
Hey. If you ain't gonna get it on, take your dad ass home. Funkadelic.
That's it, Funkadelic.
Funkadelic.
Come on,
boy. Yes,
hey,
if you ain't gonna get it on,
take your dad ass home. Yeah, they call me the kid. Sexy man. But I know nothing about the great big H. I'd watch the football game while the hornies occupied my day. I never peeked where she was coming from. When she'd say, so you hear I'm all alone. Then she made it perfectly clear. With some inspiring words on the spot.
If you ain't gonna get it on, take your dead ass home.
Well, like my fire.
If you ain't gonna get it on, take your dead.
That was no bullshit either.
Huh?
A couple of times I had to go home because somebody said was on the wall like a wallflower.
You was old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it happens sometimes.
Shy guy.
I was a shy guy until I met Mr. Smirnoff and Mr. Hawaiian Punch. And I put the two together. I thought I was on Soul Train after that, man. I was on the floor every song. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Somebody, I know y'all know this one. And this one, okay. I'm going to give it to you. Yo, pee on me.
Parliament. Yes, sorry. Is this Esther? No.
And you can pee on me. Okay. Who is it?
Parliament.
Okay, they went by Funky Deli. That was Funky Deli. But what's the name of the song?
Good to Yo-Yo.
Give me jelly donuts. What?
I said good to your ear hole.
No.
That's not good to your ear hole.
No, that's good to your ear hole. No.
Is that
what he said? Hey.
Ear hole. Okay, I'm just checking.
Rated PG-13.
These. Okay, no, it's called Standing on the Verge of Getting It.
Oh,
on.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah, give me Camille. That's me. What's the score again, Camille?
Yeah, 14-14. It's tied.
Okay, it's time for the double smack, double slap.
Okay, here goes the change of genres. No, I'm not going to do that to you yet. That's it. Don't ask me. Give me some more.
Can I buy a vial?
No, you can't buy a vial. No, you can't get a emergency line or whatever. Anybody know who that was? I'll give it to you again. I know the ladies in here should know who that is, especially the one that was 14 and used to go to this club in L.A.
I'm not playing the game. I'm just a scorekeeper.
Well, get ready to take the score. Take the score of one more for Donnie D. Anybody know?
That was your garage band when you was in high school.
Yeah, I wish we did sound that good. That was Gil Scott Heron, Liberation Song. That's
okay.
Right. Give me mine. Who did?
You got it.
Our time at the Regal. Young man went out and made a name for himself. He's been on every record-breaking show in the Regal Theater in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our...
Who that? Well, that was... If I give... He gonna say the dude's name in a minute.
Well, skip that part and let's hear the song.
I can't skip it. I'm going to let it go back. Wait a minute. Let's go back this way. Okay, this is nobody's point.
Our time at the Regal. Young man went out and made a name for himself. He's been on every record-breaking show in the Regal Theater in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, how about a nice warm round of applause to welcome Mr. Gene Chandler.
Okay, well, I ain't taking no points, but that was Gene Chandler. What's the name of the song?
Hell, I don't know.
Rainbow.
You didn't
65.
Play a song.
Rainbow 65. That's
you
the only one we started off with like that. Who this?
poem good.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Who is that? Crickets? Okay, give me that one too, Camille. Now I'm going to play the song
okay.
for you.
Here you go. Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
In the bottle, Gil Scott-Heron.
What's the name of the song?
Yeah. In the Bottle.
By who?
Gil Scott-Heron.
Gil
Scott-Heron.
Heron. Some of that right. boy.
Heron.
Some of that boy. Who it is?
That's heroin.
I said Gil Scott-Heron, and that's boy, heroin. Girl is okay.
Is that Doofy?
Who it is?
Is that Doofy?
Nope. Crickets.
Oh,
Cricket.
Glenn Jones. Show me here. Listen to this. You guys know this. She was a guest on this show, and she used to belong. Her name was Chocolate. She used to belong to this group right here. Who that?
Graham Central Station.
What's the name of the song?
Yeah, I know somebody.
I got him.
Song.
I got
no, wait,
him.
Wait. Wait. I don't know if you give it 2 seconds.
Go
release
ahead.
Yourself. Release
yeah,
yourself.
About time. Yeah, you got it.
No, but
that was release yourself.
Just
that
go
was
on.
Release yourself. Here we go. Here we go. It's a reggae song, man.
It is.
Yes, it is. It is called Night Nurse.
Bob Marley.
Nope, not Bob Marley.
Bunny Wailer.
Not Bunny Wailer.
Like Dennis, who?
Not Benny Wailer. Gregory Isaacs.
Oh, boy.
Gregory Isaac, Night Nurse. Okay, let's go with something a little different right here. Let's go this way. Yeah.
God.
Let's go this. Here we go.
I'll play the blues for you. Albert King.
Albert King. Okay, this one, I know Mo Jones is going to grab this one straight up off the top.
That's cheating. You can't do me like that. We already know that. Stormy Monday. Tuesday just as bad. Wednesday's
yep.
worse. And Thursday's also sad. The Eagles are live on Friday.
That's cheating.
And Saturday, you go out to play. Sunday, we go to church. And I need that. And that's Bobby Bland. Come on, man.
Okay, well, who
this? That's not like Harry Belafonte.
No. You're reading my mind right now. Anybody else?
Charles Wright.
Charles Wright, no. It's electrifying Eddie Harris. Listen. Here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I love
this
it.
Is...
And I love it.
Yes. Yeah.
Ha, 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 hey! Chicken, hey! I say, let us put man on a.
Harry Belafonte.
Yeah.
They like, oh, man, me won't go home.
No.
I know. It just sounded, the music sounded good.
Did I you say something, Pam?
Yeah. Woman is something in every way. That's
woman
right.
smarter.
Woman
smarter.
Smarter.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's get a little bit of that. And we're going over time tonight. We're going over because it's already past 8. I put in some momentum.
Ha, 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 hey! Chicken, hey! I say, let us put man and a woman together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women got the men, they should know, and not me. The people, they say that the men are leading the women astray, but I say that the women...
Pick up the girls, man! Yeah.
Only the real rosters know this guy.
Your sexy body make a well warm massage. Girl, you only charge them to put me in charge.
Who?
Teddy?
They starts with an S.
It's not
Chevy? Nope. It is a guy named Sizzla. Sizzla. Yes, yes, yes. Who this right here? Right here.
Yeah!
The Neville Brothers. The Neville Brothers.
Well, we didn't go by the name the Neville Brothers on this song.
The Meters. The Meters.
The Meters.
Big hit.
Big hit. Sissy Strut.
Sissy Strut.
Sissy Strut. Who it is?
Sarah Smile, Hall & Oates.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you add that one. I'll let you, who this?
Oh, they get in love. Heat Wave.
Happiness
Togetherness.
Huh?
Happiness Togetherness.
Dang, you got it.
Yep.
What's the score? What's the score?
22-19
We win.
You got 22.
Ow. You have 22.
Okay,
what?
Thank you very much.
The fix is in. The fix is in.
The fix is in. Let's get to some different genres. Genres. I got to win this one tonight.
Okay.
I might have to. Who was here? He's
you
cheating.
Okay.
He's
well,
you going to
win
to
if you put on some country western. Here we go.
Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. We're a winner. Curtis Mayfield.
We're
a winner.
That's right.
Very good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Who this?
Oh, my God. Not to Save the Children?
By who?
Gil Scott-Heron.
Nope.
I mean, The Intruders.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Ding, ding, ding.
This next song, if you don't know how to say the pronunciation of the word, it's mine. Here we go.
Well, skip it.
No.
No.
Hyperbolic syllabistic sesqui daily mystic.
Whatever.
You got it right in front of you. You're reading it.
Yeah. I'm the host. I'm the game show man. I'm supposed to have the answer.
Whatever. You can get down.
But if we can't see the word,
man, come on. There would be no game. Who this? Boy, listen to these guys. I thought Daru was on
here. I'm still here.
What is that?
I'm still here.
Nope.
Play it.
Well, give me an answer first. Somebody?
I really didn't hear it.
Yeah, right. Okay, give me that one, Camille. Give me that one.
Okay. You begging.
Begging. If you just, girl, listen to me. I'm sorry for everything I've done.
Baby.
Who is that?
Oh, sorry. I just thought
you would
apologize.
No. Okay, nobody knows that. Give me the point, Camille. And here it is.
Okay.
I know you're gonna tell me after you hear this part. Yeah.
Mr. Big. You sound like you're constipated. Don't do that.
It went, Granny. Stop. Stop, Granny.
Baby.
Back up.
I've been wondering about this whole Mr. Big thing, you know. I don't know. Maybe we should just stop.
Oh, that's Ara Kelly?
Ara Kelly and Ara and
Mr. Big?
And Mr. Big busted. Yeah. Who this right here? I know y'all know this one.
What is this?
What?
Got?
hooked on this thing called love.
Nope.
Thank you.
Who?
Nope. Who?
It's not hooked on this thing called love?
Nope.
Is it Dorothy Moore?
Close.
Billy Jackson?
Precious, precious.
Oh.
Listen to this. Here we go.
I'm in puppet, Mel and Tim.
No,
I mean James and Bobby. James and Bobby Purify.
Okay.
Ding 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 ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding.
Well, you know, if I keep on guessing, you know, Sam and Dave, Righteous Brothers, I'll figure it out soon.
One of them cats.
Hey, Donnie D, before you go to the next song, man, hey, it's been fun. I got to run. It's time to go back to practice. I love you guys. I'll try to get back on next week, and I'm pretty sure I can. God bless you. Keep answering my prayers. I love y'all.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you, Bo.
Peace out, y'all.
Okay.
All right, now.
Let's go a few more songs, because it is getting close to that time.
Never going to give you up, Jerry Butler.
Walk right up to the sun.
No, Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler.
That's right, Jerry Butler. Who this?
Bang, 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 bang. Willie Bobo. Bang,
bang. By who?
Willie Bobo.
Nope.
Bang,
bang.
Oh. Oh, God.
Joe Kuba. Bang,
oh,
bang.
Man.
Bang.
Cheating.
Bang.
Cheating.
A little blues for you. Come on with it.
John Lee Hooker.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
God.
I better get over there and untie. Somebody better get over
half,
there and untie Daoud.
Half point.
Baby Lee. John Lee Hooker. Give me that point. Okay, who this? Anybody? We might as well end this because I done stomped him. That was John Lucian, Creole Lady. What's the score, Camille?
29-23.
Okay, I'm going to give him one
you
more
song.
You
have 29.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Love Unlimited.
Nope. It is the Jones Girls. Dance turned into romance.
You know what, though, man? I'm actually going to call FCC about this show.
Wait a minute. I'm going to give you another chance to redeem yourself. Here you go. Come on.
Mama used to say, Junior.
Junior?
Mama used to say, Junior.
That's it.
Okay, now that gives me 30.
No, it don't give you 30.
Chris.
Get who that? Nobody got that? I'll give you some more.
Chris.
Keith.
How you doing?
Who? I heard somebody say his name. Who? You said it.
I didn't.
Okay, give that one to me, Camille. He begs.
Now, that's why
you're
going over to you cheat, man.
He begs on these songs. They don't get the answers, I'm cheating. How you got the answers?
Yeah.
How you
That's the way of the world. That's the way of the world.
Chris.
How you doing? It's been a long time. Yes, it has. Can I give you a ride?
Yeah, I'd like that. Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat. Yeah, but the time is up there for that now, man.
Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat.
Yeah, but that was still mine. Who it is?
FCC.
FCC. Okay, I'll give his voice.
You buried Daoud in a pile of couscous.
Couscous.
We ain't gonna be able to find him. It's gonna be a week before you come out of.
Who this right here? Who this?
Say, man, what? We got some people running around here faking the funk. And you know we can't let that happen, right?
Right.
So this is what we gonna do. Let me tell them something. Stand up, I gotta get with you. This old fun is gonna take two.
Okay, who that?
I don't know.
His name is King James Brown.
Oh, yeah, we want everybody to get up and shake your body down.
Shake your body down.
Let me see you sweat.
Camille, you know that. Nope.
Backyard Boogie.
Backyard Boogie, King James Brown, from The Lady Who Don't Play the Game. Okay, I was over this lady's house today. Who this?
back. Meeting in the living room.
Yes, indeed. And the triple one, she lived walking distance from my father's house before he passed. And it was just interesting.
Really?
Off of, where the can't think of the side street right now. But off of Fairfax and Pico area.
Pico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lived in walking distance from there. I said, my father grew up, lived over here before. Who's this? Anybody know?
I'll give you another one,
Bob. Cricket, that was Lakeside. Say yes. Say yes. Who this?
Lakeside, something about that woman.
Oh, yes.
Lakeside, something about that woman.
Something about that woman. Could you please give the score for tonight?
34-26. You have 34.
You cheated.
Well, it just tells you, they team up on me every week. He's 5-1, 4-1. But no, does anybody care about old Donnie D? No, they don't. They don't. They just team up on me, gangsters and some crips. But anyway.
You lock my whole team up.
Well, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, be looking out on Facebook and YouTube for my latest TV show, Donny D Soul Session TV, and go and look for Donny D Soul Session Radio, along with Fellowship of the Word, Pastor Cooper. And the Lion's Den with Donny D. And, of course, tonight, Donny D's Soul Sunday. How many people think he's going to have the money in the morning?
Nope.
You think Trump going to have the money in the morning?
Who? Trump.
Trump. You got to come up with that $500 million tomorrow morning.
He probably going to have to hit Figueroa.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to come through. But you never know, though.
He might have walk down West Hollywood.
He might have to, but will nobody buy him? Putin might, though. Putin might have. Wait a minute, John D. I wouldn't want him either. Well, you wouldn't want him either? No. I like silk and dust.
Oh, no. You got slick.
I got to go. Bye. Hey, it's been fun. We got to run. I got about 30 seconds. We'll see you guys. Love you guys. Let's all turn into
I got one thing
to
say.
What's that?
You cheated.
I knew that's what he was going to say. I knew it. I knew it. Bye.
Me, you're going to want to call me.
Cousin Pam, you better go out to Compton and untie Daoud and let him cook you a big dinner.
Okay.